Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Salt's going to share a story with us, though, of how he got in trouble in his own house.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know me. Most of the time, I'm perfect. So, you know, here's an instance that shows you that even someone like me is fallible every now and again. No, last night, so my wife, every night, Sarah, she puts CP to sleep. That's like kind of her thing. It's their ritual and everything like that. And yesterday was kind of a crazy day around the house, and we were kind of running late and stuff, so like schedules are getting all mixed up and everything like that. And she put CP to bed at the, you know, it was a little early that we put her to bed, more so than we normally do. And at that point, I usually go out to the barn, and I play video games for a little bit before we go to bed. She's doing that. She's getting ready for bed and everything like that. And usually we're in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. What kind of video game are you playing?
Right now I'm just playing Spider-Man. PS4. Spider-Man.
Oh, you got a PS4. You got like a big TV.
I got a giant TV in there.
You got the chair and the sound.
Literally, system. The only thing we have in the barn is the chair, the giant TV that sits on the floor, and the PS4. And then the cats run around me while I'm out there and stuff like that. So, and Sarah knew I was out there. And she said, okay, go have fun. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to go to bed. And she goes, you know, feed the cat before you come to bed. So I start playing video games, and I lost track of time. And I normally bring my phone with me. I did not last night. And I turn around at one point. I was in a very pivotal game moment in the game. I was actually, you know, like I was going up
against the Green Goblin.
I was going up against the big boss, and one of the big bosses. Yeah. And next thing I know, Sarah's head pops up and is like, "What are you doing? Where's your?" And I'm like, "Oh my god!" She's like, "CP is screaming her head off. I've been over here for an hour. I need to get to." And I'm just like, "Oh my god!
Is this part of the game?"
Surround sound. I'm getting my ass kicked from two directions.
By the real big boss.
Yeah, the real big boss spoke. And it actually, it led me to, and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't have my phone. And I just, you know, and then I get, when I finally do get my phone, which I left in the house, there was like five text messages. I'm like, oh damn it. I screwed up like really, really big time. So this morning, I like texted her. I'm like, morning, babe. I'm like, I'm going to get intercom.
Kissy face emoji.
I'm going to get an intercom system for the house now.
What?
I'm going to get like an intercom system. So because when I work in the shop, I have power tools going. And I am synonymous. If my phone is on vibrate, I can't feel it in my pocket ever. So I need something that's like loud that's going to alert me. So
I'm sorry. I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
Why can't she just, you're in the same house.
Yeah.
They're attached. You don't even have to walk outside.
Yeah, she's on the other side of the house with a screaming kid. So she's trying to tell me, hey,
like
come and help.
I would bring the screaming kid to you. I'd be like, here you go.
Here you go. I'm out.
Take her.
That's one way, but I think she just wanted to try and keep her to sleep. You know, don't stimulate her as much as possible. But yeah, this is one of those where, you know, when you look at it, you're like, there's a gray area of like, she might have been right. I'm in her right. No, she's right. She's like 100%
right. It reminds me of you and Lana texting each other from inside the same house.
She'll do that sometimes with me. And I'll have my phone off ringer and when I'm playing and she'll text me and I'm like, hey, do you need anything? Or she'll say this or that. And it's okay.
What about walkie-talkies?
I asked her about that. She doesn't want that.
Breaker 1-9, Big Mama.
You have a phone. What are you going to talkie talkie for?
It's Big Daddy because, down here sawing some wood.
The difference
you
want to
have him come on up there for dinner? Over out here.
What are we having, Big Mama? We having Popeye?
It's Big Papa. I just made you a crib. I'll be right back with it.
Over. Hey, Smokey, come on back. It's the bandit here.
What's your how do you say?
Hey, what's your 1020?
1020.
What's 1020, Big Daddy?
Are you in the barn? Because get your ass up here.
Your daughter is crying. It turned into your daughter.
Oh, CBs. Oh. Yes, two CBs with whip antennas.
That's what the intercom is.
Yeah, no. I want old school CBs. Yeah,
but the intercom he's getting is old school.
These are not new intercoms because I'm looking them up and the technology has not changed since the 80s.
Nope.
It's a big
They still
panel.
Cost $120.
Do you remember the one that your friend had?
Yeah.
You went to their house and you thought it was so cool because in the kitchen was this gigantic sort of brown thing with lots of buttons.
Hey, Big Daddy, it's Teddy Bear.
The only problem I could see down the line is there's different channels that you can be on. So I'm like, there's going to be a day where the cat jumps on it, changes the channel, and I don't hear it again for
Hey, Big Daddy,
half an
watch
hour.
Out. Smokey the Bear's coming through.
I'm going to get a frying pan in the back of the head.
Yes, you are. I'm scared for you, man.
Kennedy, what do you have in the dirty coming today? Dirty, please.
There's times I'm sad that I feel lonely. At times that I live alone.
Do you want a CB? We'll get CBs for all of us.
Can they go to your house?
Yes.
This one has a 1 mile radius, so you got to move within a mile of me.
Nope. All set.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.